The writers in question are Miguel de Cervantes, the great Spanish writer, and William Shakespeare, the great English playwright. At first, you might think they didn't have much in common, but Ben Gunter, artistic director of Theater with a Mission, and theater assistant director I.D. Connington, says you'd be mistaken.
The one literary connection between Cervantes and Shakespeare.
Who both died 400 years ago, within one day, apart from each other, in 1616.
But more about the literary connection in Cervantes' immortal Don Quixote. There's a character named Cardenio, whose best friend steals away his fiancée, and Cardenio goes a bit off his rocker in response. Gunter and Connington say that saga then resurfaces in an unexpected place.
In 1613, right after an English translation of Don Quixote was published, Shakespeare and John Fletcher collaborated on Shakespeare's last play called The History of Cardenio.
Last, lost, and most mysterious play.
Yes.
So, says Gunter, Theater with a Mission took on the mission of bringing this historic saga to a contemporary conclusion.
What a God-given opportunity to connect two authors who have influenced the way we think about life and sanity and love. And to connect them in the 400th anniversary of their death, and to bring them back to life on stage.
Thus, this week's double premiere of the play Loco for Love at Mission San Luis. But it's not simply a tale of some poor guy flipping out over lost love. Connington says it's also a post-death death match between two great authors who will be vying for the title of world champion storyteller as determined by the audience.
Supporters of Shakespeare, shout huzzah! And the supporters of Cervantes shout viva, so that we can have an utter confusion on the vote.
Certainly a timely way to mark election season in Florida, right? Anyway, Gunter says there will also be a number of celebrated speakers to expand upon that Cervantes-Shakespeare link.
Dr. Leah Lowe from Vanderbilt University, Dr. Ian Borden from the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, and Dr. Keith Howard from Florida State University are going to be talking every hour on the hour about topics that range from swordplay as a character in Spanish plays, along with the possibility of doing a hands-on workshop with some Mission San Luis wooden swords.
As well as the topic, Who's That Girl? Strong Women Back in the Day of the Writers, and Stranger Than Fiction, Quixotic Characters in Spanish Florida. Plus the daily stagings of the play Loco for Love. It all happens this Saturday and Sunday from 11 until 3, both days, at Tallahassee's Mission San Luis. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.